This episode of Harvey Brownstone Interviews is brought to you by the Harvey Brownstone Talk Show Blend Coffee, available at HollywoodBlends.com. Everyone's saying it's the best coffee they've ever tasted. Why not give it a try and see for yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Harvey Brownstone, and today's special guest is a legendary actress, singer, dancer, and recording artist who's been dazzling audiences for over six decades. On the big screen, she starred in many iconic films, including Pocket Full of Miracles, State Fair, Bye Bye Birdie, Viva Las Vegas, Carnal Knowledge, Tommy, The Cincinnati Kid, I Oughta Be in Pictures, 52 Pickup, Grumpy Old Men, Grumpier Old Men, Queen Bees, and many more. On television, you've seen her in dozens of sitcoms, variety shows, TV specials, movies, and miniseries, including Who Will Love My Children, The Two Mrs. Grenvilles, Life of the Party, A Streetcar Named Desire, Perfect Murder, Perfect Town, Blonde, and of course, her recurring roles in Ray Donovan and The Kominsky Method. She headlined in Las Vegas for decades and has toured all over the world with her exciting live show. She's received two Academy Award nominations and two Grammy Award nominations, and she's won five Golden Globe Awards, an Emmy Award, two Photoplay Awards, and three Golden Apple Awards. And for her contributions to the film industry, she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's recorded 14 albums, including her latest album released earlier this year, entitled Born to Be Wild, featuring guest appearances from Joe Perry, Pete Townsend, Cliff Richard, and our recent guest, Pat Boone, among many others. Our guest's long-standing commitment to the men and women of the American military is well-known and admired by all. In the 60s, she toured three times with the USO to Vietnam and Southeast Asia, performing for tens of thousands of servicemen. In 2003, the USO honored her with its Spirit of Hope Award, and in 2005, she appeared at the Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to welcome troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And now, she's produced a new Anne Margaret perfume, available online at annemargaretperfume.com, with all profits going to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. Last year, she was awarded an honorary doctorate by the University of Nevada, and she's also been awarded the highest honor from her native Sweden. She's a commander of the Royal Order of the Polar Star. And most recently, she received the Living Legend Award from the Women's Image Network. And if all of that weren't enough, let me add that Empire Magazine ranked our guest as number 10 on its list of the 100 sexiest movie stars of all time. I am delighted and profoundly honored to welcome the incomparable Anne Margaret to our show. Anne Margaret, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here. I can't believe I'm exhausted by all the things that you said.
Well, you don't look exhausted. And I want to start by asking you about the new perfume. You have a long history of supporting the military, even before you were famous. When you were a freshman in university, you went on a USO tour to entertain the troops in Europe, correct?
Yes, when I was a freshman at Northwestern, a USO tour, and I love my guys and the ladies.
You did three USO tours in Vietnam, sometimes very close to enemy lines. And on one occasion, your helicopter was attacked by enemy fire. You must have been terrified.
No, I wasn't. I mean, my guys were all there. They wouldn't let me get hurt. No way.
You've said many times, Anne Margaret, that one of the most satisfying experiences in your entire career was entertaining and visiting the troops. Tell me how those USO tours affected you personally in your life.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I remember the first time that I went to Vietnam was 1966, and I was with Johnny Rivers and his bassist and drummer. And we went all over the place. I just remember getting little notes and letters and from all the guys and the ladies. They mean the world to me.
What inspired you to come up with the idea for a signature fragrance?
Well, that was my friend, my pal, Justin Chambers. He came up with this idea that 20 years ago. He wanted me to have my own perfume. And I thought, well, how sweet of you. And I thought, well, that's the end of it. But he really meant it. And here it is.
I was reading the description of the perfume, and it sounds amazing. It's got spicy pink pepper, Sicilian bergamot, gardenia, rose, jasmine, amber, coconut, and musk. Were you actively involved in developing the scent?
Yes. And I mean, I wear it all the time. I've got it on me.
I think it's the perfect gift. It's the perfect way to honor you. And it's such a beautiful thing to raise funds for the Vietnam Memorial Fund. You know, when I look back at your career, Anne Margaret, you've worked with so many legends. You've made dozens of amazing films and TV shows.
I've been so blessed.
You've reinvented yourself many, many times as an actress, but you were initially referred to as the female Elvis Presley. How did you feel about that label?
Well, I mean, I was certainly flattered. I mean, I always was a huge fan of his. And I always admired him and respected him. Yeah. I just have been blessed in so many ways. And here I am being blessed again.
Well, I've always been fascinated by the dichotomy and the contrast between your real personality, which is actually quite shy and reserved, versus your on-screen, on-stage persona, which is wildly exuberant, very sensuous.
That's why I'm a little crazed. I'm a little bit crazed.
Well, have you ever felt in your career that you were unfairly typecast by Hollywood in the roles that you got?
I think in those days, that was the case. If you sang and danced, you were a musical performer. If you did dramatic things, you were an actress. I did all three.
Boy, did you ever? And you know, the thing about Viva Las Vegas that a lot of people don't realize is that you actually recorded three duets with Elvis for the movie. The Lady Loves Me, You're the Boss, and Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. But only The Lady Loves Me made it into the movie. Do you know why the other two songs were dropped from the film?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is we had a great time doing that film. Absolutely. So much laughter. And I loved pushing him off of the diving board.
And it showed. I mean, the chemistry was magnificent. And I think you were really the only female lead, the female co-star in one of his movies that could match that kind of magnetism. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, that's very sweet.
Is it true that you were offered the female lead in Cat Ballou?
You know what? I'm not sure. That was such a long time ago. I'm not sure, so I can't answer you.
Well, there's a rumor that your agent turned it down without even telling you about it. That's why I asked.
Well, that sounds maybe that's true.
You know, you've made some really fabulous TV specials over the years. You worked with guest stars like George Burns, Lucille Ball, Dean Martin, Jack Benny, Danny Thomas, Carol Burnett.
I've been so blessed.
So blessed. And by my count, you appeared on at least 8 TV specials with Bob Hope. Do you find it sad that we just don't have variety shows and TV specials like that anymore?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I miss those times. You know, I sure miss Johnny Carson. I miss him so much. Of course, Mr. Burns. And I was so blessed to be a part of that whole time and place.
Well, that era, you know, was really quite remarkable. I mean, the Johnny Carson episode that comes to my mind, You did I've Got the Music in Me by yourself. There were no other dancers behind you, but you got up in front of that mic and you sang and you danced your heart out, and it was mesmerizing. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember getting dressed. One of my former dancers, Roger Manami, actually made the trousers that I was wearing, and wow, that was quite an occasion.
It was so remarkable that you could get up there and do this number so high energy all by yourself that it just that I never forgot it.
I have got so much energy right now, believe me. I got it from my mother and father.
Well, God bless them. You know, another one of the moments that I think of when I think of you was with Lucille Ball. You did a number with her called Autograph Annie and Celebrity Lou.
Oh my gosh.
That is a classic.
Oh, she was so good to me. Oh, I had so much fun with her.
Well, you also, I believe you appeared on season 2 of Here's Lucy with Lucille Ball as well.
Yes, and she called me Margaret. How you doing, Margaret?
She didn't call you Annie.
No, that was Mr. Burns.
Well, she used to say that you and Carol Burnett were her two favorite redheads.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You know, while we're talking about special moments on television, I want to mention something really exceptional that really touched me from the 1983 Emmy Awards, when Barbara Stanwyck paid tribute to you in her acceptance speech when she won an Emmy for The Thornbirds. You were also nominated for Who Will Love My Children. I want to read to you what Barbara Stanwyck said. She said,
I've got goosebumps right now, remembering.
She said, I would like to pay a personal tribute at this time to a lady who is a wonderful entertainer. I think she gave one of the finest, most beautiful performances I have ever seen. Anne Margaret, you were superb. I want to ask you, Anne Margaret, what was going through your mind when she said that?
I didn't know what was going on. Was she talking about a relative of hers? I had no idea what was coming.
Well, you just, you know, the camera went to your face. You were so touched, and we were all so proud of you. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to interview you is to tell you that another very important TV movie you made was in 1991, really impacted my generation of gay men on a very deeply emotional level. It was called Our Sons. You yes. and Julie Andrews played the mothers of sons who were lovers, one of whom was dying of AIDS. And I want you to know, Anne Margaret, how much that movie meant to those of us who were estranged from our families in those days. Thank you so much for making that movie.
Oh, my God. I was thrilled to be able to do it. And I'm so happy to hear that you understood why I was doing it, and it was for everyone you know.
Well, the movie was very realistic. I don't want to get all emotional, but I must tell you that I had a very rough time with my parents after coming out. But after watching that movie on TV, my mother called me. We had a conversation that started us on a road of reconciliation
yes.
and healing. And I finally got my chance to thank you very much for the role that you played in making that happen.
Oh, it makes me so happy that happened to you.
And I'm sure I'm just one of tens of thousands of young men. Now, as I mentioned in my introduction, you've had a very extensive career as a recording artist. A lot of people may not know that you've made 2 gospel albums and an album of Christmas carols. Your first gospel album got a Grammy nomination and a nomination for a Dove Award. Tell me about the role that spirituality plays in your life.
Oh my. I wouldn't be the person that I am if I didn't have this incredible belief in the Lord.
Well, he sure has his hands on you, I'll tell you. You wrote a memoir in 1994 entitled Anne Margaret, My Story. That was almost 30 years ago. Have you given any thought to updating the book?
Actually, no, I haven't. I have
Would
not.
you ever consider it?
Well, let me think about that. All right.
I think a lot of your fans, including me, want to know how you're doing. I mean, we lost your beautiful Roger in 2017. We all want to know how you are.
Oh, well, I mean, the love of my life. He and I were married 50 years. And if he hadn't gotten so ill, and we would still be together.
Well, of course. How are you?
I feel good. I knew that I would now. Yes.
Well, that was a perfect segue into your latest album, Born to Be Wild, which is filled with wonderful duets, including Teach Me Tonight with my friend Pat Boone, who was just on our show a few weeks ago. He said he felt like the two of you created the new octogenarian love song. Isn't that adorable?
Yes. He's got a wonderful sense of humor. He's adorable.
Well, that particular track from your album, Teach Me Tonight, has been getting the most play, I understand, of all the tracks. So I want people to make sure that they get this album, Anne Margaret, Born to Be Wild. It is a delightful, modern version of what you're up to these days. I love every single song, and congratulations.
Oh, my neck.
Congratulations on all the success this album is having.
Thank you so much.
When you look back at your career, Anne Margaret, all the movies, the TV shows, the live performances, is there one particular experience in your career that you consider to be the most personally satisfying?
Actually, it is being on stage in front of a live audience. It's me and the audience, the give and take. That's the most exciting for me.
Well, I actually got the chance to see that several times in Vegas and also when you came to Toronto. So I know what you're saying. For me, though, when I look at your film career, one of your great highlights was your performance in a 1982 film called The Return of the Soldier. You co-starred with Alan Bates and Julie Christie, and you held your own opposite two great actors of the British cinema. I think that's one of your most memorable performances.
Well, both of those individuals were so nice to me. Here I came, you know, with my Russian sable coat and everything. And they just treated me so well.
Have you had the career that you envisioned for yourself when you were first starting out?
I had no idea. I didn't have a clue.
Did you have a plan?
No. I had no plan.
So what did you think would happen when you first started entertaining?
All I wanted, because I remember, I was born in Sweden, and I remember doing songs with my mother, doing harmony with mother, with Mumma, in front of Mumma, my mother's mother, and Uncle Kalle, who played the accordion. I just wanted to, actually, I wanted to be on stage. That's all I thought about.
Did you think about acting, or did you think more about singing and dancing?
I just thought about singing and dancing.
Were you surprised to find out that you were such a good actress?
I was thrilled when people thought that I could act, yes.
Well, I've got to tell you, there's not many people in this industry that can do it all, but you've proven multiple times you can do it all. And there's this song that keeps running through my head. When you appeared in Toronto, you closed your show with a song by Peter Allen that was written just for you, Once Before I Go. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yes. Peter Allen and Dean Pitchford. Yes, they wrote it for me.
And it's the way you closed your show. There's a line in that song that says, "Once before I go, I want you to know that I would do it all again." Would you?
I've still got the energy.
Would you do your career again the same way?
Oh, I have no idea what. I don't have a clue what I would do.
Well, I want to tell you, my dear Annie, if I could do this interview over and over and over again, I sure would. Oh. I sure would. I want to thank you so much for all the joy you've brought to your millions of fans over the years. Thank you for what you're doing for the Vietnam veterans. Thank you so much for taking the time to appear on our show.
It's my pleasure. Believe me. God bless you.
And God bless you and continued success and good health. Our guest has been the legendary one and only Anne Margaret, whose beautiful new perfume can now be ordered online by going to annemargaretperfume.com. And all profits from the sale of the perfume are going to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. This is the perfect gift for that special woman or man in your life. And your purchase will also go to a very good cause. My name is Harvey Brownstone. Thank you to my producer, Steve Silver, my director of programming, Deborah Batsafin, my production assistants, Rosa Puzo and Robert Monaghan, my PR directors, Eileen Shapiro and Jimmy Starr, and my entire team at the XPTV One Network in the UK. Thank you all for joining us. See you next time.
Thanks for watching. Be sure to check out all the great interviews on the Harvey Brownstone Interviews YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell to be notified when new videos are posted.